Blog Talk Radio.
So, are you excited?
I am, but I'm a little nervous. Feels like a big change.
But it's not. I have one. People act like they're so hard to take care of or whatever, but it's totally a piece of cake.
Well, that's good to hear.
See how easy that is?
I hope being a mom is that easy.
It's not. Bye now.
Introducing the all-electric Chevy Bolt EUV with standard home outlet installation included. Find new ease. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yo,
D,
what? Come on. What? Come on.
Give me the fortune, keep the fame, said my man Lewis. I agreed, know what he mean, because we lived the truest lie. I asked him why we follow the law of the bluest eye. He looked at me, he thought about it, was like I'm clueless. Why? The question was rhetorical, the answer is horrible. Our morals are out of place, I got a lot full of sorrow. And so tomorrow coming later than usual, waiting on someone to pity us. While we find the beauty in the hideous, they say money's the root of all evil, but I can't tell, you know what I mean? Pesos, franc shens, carry shells, dollar bills. Or is it the mind state that's ill, creating crime rates to fill the new prisons they build? Over money and religion, there's more blood that spills. The wounds of slaves and cotton fields that never heal. What's the deal? A lot of cats who buy records are straight broke. But my language universal, they be reciting my quotes while R&B singers hit bad notes. We rock the boat of thought that my man Lewis' statements just provoked. Caught up in conversations of my personal worth. Brought up through endangered species status on the planet Earth. Survival tactics means busting gaps to prove you hard. Your firearms are too short to box with God. Without faith, all of that is a illusionary. Raise my son, no vindication of manhood necessary.
Not strong,
only aggressive.
Not free,
we only licensed.
Not compassionate, only polite.
Now who the nice?
Not good, but well behaved.
Chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave.
Still living like mental slaves. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. I'm sure that everybody out listening agree that everything you see ain't really how it be. A lot of jokers out running in place, chasing the style. Be a lot going on beneath the empty smile. Most cats in my area be loving a hysteria. Synthesized surface conceals the interior. America, land of opportunity, mirages and camouflages. More than usually, speaking loudly, saying nothing. You confusing me, you losing me. Your game is twisted, want me enlisted. And your usury, foolishly, most men join the ranks cluelessly, but foolishly accept the deception, believe the perception, reflection rarely seen across the surface of the looking glass, walking the street, wondering who they be looking past, looking gas, with them imported designer shades on, stars shine bright, but the light rarely stays on, same song, just remix, different arrangement, put you on the yacht, but they won't call it a slave ship, strangeness, you don't control this, you barely hold it, screaming brand new, when they just sanitize the ocean, suppose it's just another clever Jedi mind. Trick that they've been running across stars through all the time. But I find it's distressing, there's never no in between. We either niggas or kings, we either bitches or queens. The deadly ritual scenes immersed in the perverse. Full of short attention spans, short tempers and short skirts. Long viral automatics released in short bursts. The length of black life is treated with short work. Get yours first, them other niggas secondary. That type of illin that be filling up the cemetery. This life is temporary, but the soul is eternal. Separate the real from the lie. Let me learn, you're not sure, only aggressive. Cause the power ain't directed, that's why we are subjected to the will of the oppressive. Not free, we only licensed, not lie. We just exciting cause the captives own the masters to what we writing. Not compassionate, only polite, we well trained. Our sincerity's rehearsed and staged, it's just a game. Not good, but we'll behave cause the camera surveys most of the things that we think do the same. We're chasing after death just to call ourselves brave. With every day next man meet with the grave. I give a damn if any fan recall my legacy. I'm trying to live life in the sight of God's memory like that, y'all.
A lot of people don't understand the true criterion of things. You can't just accept their parents. I think it's
looking around.
not strong,
only aggressive,
not free,
we only licensed,
not compassionate, only polite,
not who the nicest,
not good, but well behaved,
chasing after death so we can call ourselves brave,
still living like mental slaves,
hotter like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hotter like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hotter like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hotter like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice.
Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding, yo, babe. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding, babe. Stop hiding. Stop hiding, stop hiding your face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding face. Said it 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 ain't no hiding face.
We well trained.
No hiding face. But
black star
your face. Yeah.
Black star keep shining.
Stop hiding, stop hiding your face.
We take the black star line, ride on home, we take the black star line, ride on home, we take that black star line, ride on home, we take that black star line, ride on home, yo.
Are you drifting? Or can you jump aboard the riffraff and sail, 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 and sail?
And now, Mr. Jeffrey Sanders and the Boston Chronicles. All right, I don't know if he's muted or not, but this is a product of WBNN. This is the Boston Chronicles, and he's your host, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, on air live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call me at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by exclusively.
Okay.
And Ghosty Time Multimedia. You're on live before you with your show. All we did is state that demarcation.
Yeah, all right, all right. Can y'all hear me out there in America? Ngozi, good evening to you, sir. All right. They say friends are strange, volatile, contradictory, yet a sticky phenomena. They are made, crafted, shaped, molded, created by focus, effort, and intent. And yet, true friendship, one recognized in its essence, is effortless. And love is made up of three unconditional properties in equal measure: acceptance, understanding, and appreciation. And that's what we create in poetry over here at WBBN, Ngozi Time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another BNN episode, a product of the Damien Network, featuring the Boston Chronicles, on air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133. And press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I am Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. I'm your host tonight. And tonight, I'm bringing on board a very outstanding creative mind that's a friend of mine. And she is called the Drive-By Poetess, the poetess with the most original poetic style. She says she's been writing poetry since the fifth grade, and I do believe her. And during the times in her adolescence where she felt troubled or she was going through some emotional instability, she wrote. And her first attempt to write was in the form of a haiku. And if anybody don't know what a haiku is, that's a short poetry originally from Japan. And she found that writing haikus didn't satisfy her expressive needs. And she says she feels her best poetry is written when she experiences periods of depression as a way of expressing herself in words, because She couldn't talk to anyone in her household. She says her first love is storytelling, and she loves to write stories using her imagination, putting it down on paper, what she couldn't put into words. Her first poetry piece was called "What Path Should I Take? Which Path Should I Go? The Road to Reality, this I know." She was told that a writer better, she was told that she wrote better than she speaks. And she said it's true. And she feels that her choice of words seem to filter from the universe to pen, paper, or keyboard, enabling her to produce the exact mental imprint, painting a visual picture with words. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to my friend, the writer, the poetess, the spoken word artist. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Drive-By Poetess. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
My girl's in the building tonight. Yes,
am
indeed.
Am I coming through clear enough?
Oh, yeah, you sure is. You coming through real, real clear. Now, before we get to this interview part, I want you to give us and the listening audience a well-to-do spoken word piece, and the mic is yours.
I'm going to start off my spoken word entitled "A Queen Restored." So you have to strap in because I'm moving forward, okay? I am
okay.
A queen restored, standing strong, standing proud in my all-given God splendor, dressed in the clothing mostly of gold, red, and purple silks and cool linen, strutting with a smile bright enough to command the attention of all of near to the blessing of love. I am a queen restored, no more chains holding me. As I'm lifting my eyes to the hills where my health comes from, my help comes from the Creator who's created the heavens and the earth. My eyes are on you as much as they are on the sky and stars and the stars above. I am a queen restored who has accepted who I am today. I found beauty in stitching my life together as I dance when no one's watching to the beat of a different drum, never comparing nor confusing myself about who I am, who or where I come from. I am a queen restored, looking back over my life with gratefulness, love, and humble spirit to the one who has thought I was worth saving. As I stood upon my books of knowledge and spiritual guidance, looked again into the mirror upon my image and said out loud to the world and myself, I am a queen restored. I am a queen restored. God has removed the toxins from my soul. My mind detoxed from all worldly ways, starting each brand new day. I thank you, God, as I begin to flow naturally without all the stimulants that weren't from you. Thank you for removing all blockages, plagues that was decaying and destroying my mouth. I am a queen restored. God has uncovered and revealed to me about the things that go on in the shadows while I smile on the outside. A man can tell a woman how pretty she is, but a gentleman can tell a woman how beautiful her heart is on the inside. I am a queen restored because I am a hurricane of a woman, remembering to breathe occasionally, not drowning within my storm. Sometimes I had to thank God those things didn't go the way I planned. God has my back, even when I chose to cry. I am grateful God had found favor and blessed me with life more abundantly. I am a queen restored because I am no longer discouraged by the stripes I have been healed with a clean heart and renewed. I give myself to the Creator of all things that I may continue to live a life designed for me as an heir to royalty. I am a queen restored. At peace.
Wow. That explains it. Why you are this person that you are, and the beauty of all of that that makes you, that brings together all your spirituality and all your womanness and brings it into that one focus, you know, and God is the center of all of that. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Well,
thank
here we
you,
go.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to go with the question and answer right off the bat. You know, I'm trying to give a little room for a little bit of poetry tonight, you know, so just stand by and let us go in with this question and answer to my friend, you know. So, the drive-by poetess, how did you come up with that moniker? And give the listening audience a little background on what that moniker means.
The drive-by poetess? The drive-by poetess was created out of a mindset of me being with the type of spirit that can multitask. And I multitask even mentally. You know, I can think about, I can focus on one thing and I have something else in mind. And sometimes I write that down. And while I'm writing that down, I'm thinking about something else. So my mind works like a universe. It's constantly evolving and things are constantly, thoughts are constantly moving around. So I was like, okay, I'm starting to not do poetry, straight poetry like I used to do. I said, I seem to have evolved in my writing some kind of way. I said, it seemed to me if I had to say something, I would say I was a spoken word artist. I'm no longer just a poetess anymore. So I have to, you know, work on that mindset that, you know, my spirit gave me. And it just developed on its own. And it gave me verbal ability to express myself that I've always needed. And it gave my mind the freedom to use my vocabulary. And being that I only do this every now and then, I thought of what happens, something that's actually, people can identify that happens actually fast and then goes away. And I went back into my Brooklyn atmosphere, my mind, and I said a drive-by. I said, Denise, you actually, what you're doing are drive-bys. You go in, you hit them hard, and you disappear. That's how I came up with all that.
Boy, boy, boy. Well, then look, let me tell you. This, you know, is wow. This is going to be a show of legend. You know, wow. I am already excited on what is about to transpire up in here. So one more question, and then we're gonna go to a music break, and then we're gonna come back and bring you on with two pieces of poetry after the music break. But I got this question before I go to the music break. What was an early experience where you learned that language had power?
My early language happened in my childhood, you know, where all language it starts, as far as I'm concerned. Language started early in my childhood when I had to learn to communicate with people in my household. And I learned as I got older and developed that words matter. You know, that you have to be careful of the language that you speak to others as well as the language that you speak to yourself. So words became very important to me. But my first development with words is when I had no choice but to express myself on paper. I realized the power of words. So that's how I really put the place with language and words.
Absolutely. And I agree with you 100% there. My, because when I learned how powerful words were and how You can use words. You can use words to hurt people. You can use words to kill people. You can use words to inspire people. You can use words to bring people to life. You can use your words to bring people out of a dark place into the light. And I discovered that along my way since 2010, you know, when I started doing this thing called poetry, you know, and I just discovered all kind of things that can be done through words. You know what I'm saying? But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have this lady do two pieces of poetry. Right now, we're going to a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother. Oh, hit it, baby.
Every day somebody asks me where all the real MCs is at. The underground. There's mad talented cats on the ground with that raw shit. You know what I'm saying? Bringing them raw skills. You know what I'm saying? But really, to me, it's a small wonder like Vicky, why I'm picky. These niggas suck like hickeys. I still get to slip they shit in like Mickey's. I'm sick of these hater players. Bring on the regulators with the flavors. Ain't the farm team. Fuck them with the majors. Like a river, how I run through it, I do it so cold. It's freezing up your body, the fluid, your style is old. You run in your mouth, don't really know what you be talking about. You should retire, get that complimentary watch, be out. Yo, with the quickness, so swift, you miss this lyrical fitness. Yo, get this, these MCs wanna test me like litmus. Bear witness, I'm like shot clocks, interstate cops and blood clots. My point is, your flow gets stopped. But all means you need more practice. Take that ass home, everybody looking at you. Fish tank syndrome in full effect. I stay catching lyrical wreck and keep it blacker than the back of your neck. What you expect, them's tolerant. Cause we developing the following, getting played like Stone Love tapes and dollar bands. Or the reverse of universal, your demise is first. Before you rise, it gets worse. You need a night nurse like Gregory begging me. Stop the hurts, is what you say to me, like that's supposed to mean something. You don't want I seen fronting in the club, your act, I don't buy it. I got the dub. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love. Come on, everybody, come on, just show your love.
My synaptic space commanded shape to illustrate my mind's landscape. The tall grass, the low plains, the mountainous ridges, thickets among the forests, rivers beneath the bridges. Crescent the hilltops, littered with treetops, eavesdrop to hear the incline of sunshine. Nah, stones in orbit refuse to forfeit. They all form a cipher and it came to absorb it. I follow suit and face it, embrace it. Shining bright but still I'm careful not to waste it. Destined to rise cause I'm basement adjacent. Spirit is still so just chill and be patient. Some has approach like I'm the one to base with. Clowns about to scream and shout but don't say shh. I ain't a student so I ain't to be tested. I'm majestic, I represent my strength without effort. My method is unorthodox but of course it rocks. My serious synopsis will drop it. My topics run the gauntlet to galvanize the audience. I must represent, I don't come off with no corniness. It's all luminary, it's fire commissary. Some people say most how you get so. My sign to make you jump around like Calypso and murmur to yourself like a schizo. There ain't nobody on the empire gets low.
Come on, come on, come on, here we go. Black Star, hop on the Black Star line. We about to take y'all home. Nah, man, here we go. We got all markets on lock, from meat to stock. Black Star, what? Flowing like him rocking bars. Men flock to where we are cause it's the place to be. I grab my paint, jump on stage in the face of seas. Who sell their souls like spawn and come for the throne, I sit upon. Freestyle a written song, shit, we can get it on. Going back and forth and back, all across the track. Passing the mics like quarterback. Of course it's fat. Get off of that reverse psychology, got him scared the same when shit is whack. Out of fear of being called a hater. Imagine that, we ain't having that. Reaching past the star status that you grabbing at. My battle rap flash your ass back to your natural habitat. So floss is what of course ain't worth it to me. Cause I'm the one that these Spice Girl MCs wanna be. But they can't, ain't no points for effort, so why bother? Cause your girl calls my name out like Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter.
Ayo,
as we rock harder and always drop the bona fide head nodders. Ayo, later 40 hater players. Yo, 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 later 40 hater players.
The Black Star keeps shining. Black Star keeps shining. Black Star keeps shining.
I have this high desire of mine to elevate another. Let me step past the fake, the indoctrination, self-incarceration, and self-inflicted fear, and here I start. And I hope you hear and relate to the thought that you might call theory, yet look deeper with eyes open to a greater reality. Upon the moon, I view the sun, the life force that gave me energy to cross your mind and enter the being of your light. Don't turn off your mind. Just yet, I need to deposit this in it. I am a treasure you have never seen, but the gold that will open your eyes. Don't get greedy for the physicalities. Be greedy for nothing but the dimensional education so peace will find your spirit and remove false dichotomy, the hate to see each other succeed. I don't care how you see white people. That's an issue one day you might have to swallow. Remember, you created them, so deal or live with them. Do you even realize your condition is self-inflicted, but you will blame it on another culture or people? I laugh because you remain in the past that teaches an old history. It leaves residual pain, but it has given me the chance to die to self that in itself makes me thrive to elevate self forward. Great lessons to you. Go ahead and say it. Contrary position, unplattable. But it's worth you paying attention. And bad things and some things that is different than what I want, and it applies to you, to the mother bird lays her eggs in the nest, and then the neighbor's cat ate the baby bird, and then you might say bad cat. But the cat said good bird. Feel my drift? And so it makes sense. Being heard is so close, and being loved that for the average person that they are almost identical. So the lesson of elevation you might not yet understand. I don't believe that only good things will happen to me. I believe that all things happen to me for an ultimate good. Truth without love is imperious self-righteousness. Love without truth is cowardly self-indulgence. Design of the mind and elevate another. Let me step past the fake, the indoctrination, the self-incarceration, self-inflicted fear, and here I start and hope you hear and relate to the thought that you might call theory. Yet look deeper with the eyes to a greater reality. There you might find a door to freedom, and the light speaks. And that's Mr. Boston all damn day right here at WBNN, the Boston Chronicles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So, y'all already know we are back. The party has started now. Here we go. Now, Miss Drive-By Poet, fire up my mic. Set it on fire. Tear the roof off WBNN and make the Boston Chronicles blow over like Mount Vesuvius. The mic is yours.
Mr. Keyboard, I just could not believe in sitting here with a blank look on my face. One little simple word, idea, maybe a song of power or peace will come over me, will fill this empty page. Lost in the thought of a magical spell penetrating my cranium at lightning speed, stirring up my mental juices, causing verses to dance upon the page. One thought, two strokes of the keyboard, and I was on my way, tapping an image into existence as if on piano playing my song, telling my whole life with each word. As my fingers began to dance, the dance of love, the dance of fingers hitting, picking, slide across the keyboard again and again. My fingers moved, stroking the face of the letters before me, spelling out words like notes on the page to a symphony, challenging my fingers to play along. Oh, what a relief it is when the keyboard and the fingers play entwined and love to perform. Oh, Mr. Keyboard, keep doing it again and again. Help my fingers blend into the fold of your space and time, creating in my mind a message only I can read and later hide the fact that I have been waiting for you to come conquer me. Take over, Mr. Keyboard. Play the letters. Hit the right chord. Play the right beat as people applaud you and stand on their feet as you hit the right note. What a wonderful time to question the name of your piece, Mr. Keyboard. Just play the story for me over and over as I recite each letter separately, defining with each stroke that magnetic pull of your verbiage. My fingers are beginning to formulate phrases unknown to me, elevating my vocabulary to a higher degree, simplifying the melody as I tune into the drumming of your performance with the keyboard. Have mercy on my hands as they stiffen, as you quicken with every noun and pronoun, carefully placing each sentence in its place. Thank you for reaching out to the sweat of my fingers. Tired now, Mr. Keyboard, ready to read, recite, and say your masterpiece. That's that piece.
You ain't done yet. Where you think you're going? Where you think you're going?
I'm not
going. You got one more.
You know I gotta get set up. I gotta soften up my fingers here. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. He played me. From a distance, I saw him watching me with a grin on his face while I wondered, where am I? What is this place? As he walked with his gentleness swag towards me, my pulse began to quicken, pulsating to the beat of each step. He took closer, yet slower, in my direction, wondering if he was the man for the evening who would play me. Will he play me? His movement towards me was like a dance to music. His arms seemed to be swaying like branches on a tree, ready to take hold of me, ready to embrace a new instrument of his pleasure, one that will last in his memories forever, one he can never erase. Will he play me? As he got closer, a smile on his face comforted me, made me long for his embrace, to feel his hands get in position to use me as he willed. I felt each move with anticipation of the sound we would make and produce together, the sound of love forever and ever. I wondered, can he play me? His arms reached out. His manly hands came near as the tensions in my body soon disappeared. He took my body and stroked it up and down, attempting not to make any sudden sounds. As he touched each part of my instrument, a sound began to erupt without the usual breath of life I needed so much. It started. His hands got in position to form the unity of music, never knowing what note he would start with as his hands tensed up, hesitated, stiffened hands I was not used to. He's going to play me. I became rigid as I felt the heat from his mouth come near. Then he took that breath and blew the heat that inspired me to beware of the intensity and pleasure soon to come real. He's going to play me. The sound that came out of me was true ecstasy as I felt the notes come alive in the body of man and his music, the instrument of his satisfaction. The movement of his spirit united as man and instrument became as one. He played me, and I became alive with each breath he took and gave to me as the song inhibited the atmosphere. The world stood still. Just for that moment, this saxophone relaxed. He can play me anytime. That piece.
Wow. You know what? Wow. You got me speechless over here because, you know, when you think you've heard somebody's best right, they always open up. You ever see that jar of blue grease that everybody uses to put on their on their scalp? Every time I think that I've heard your best, you always come and open up that jar of grease, and you always rub me right with it because you know what I like to hear. You know I like to hear that spiritual connotation, that esoteric memory that goes jostling down esoteric lane. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got me on that one. You know what I'm saying? You caught me off guard. Yeah, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? I sit back and I think about the first word you said to me. Do you remember what that word was?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what you said. You said hi. Okay? You said hi. And from that point, we started becoming acquainted. And after we got acquainted, we started this journey of becoming friends. And we're still on that journey of becoming friends. And I like the journey that you continuously take me on, because it's nothing like a woman who can stimulate a man's mind and be totally friends with that person. And it never festers into nothing else. It's just being friends, being there for each other, being able to pick up the phone and talk to that person. And I really, really appreciate you.
And I, you, thank you so much.
All right. And what we're going to do is we're going to have another track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O. Brother O, do me justice. Do the lady justice. Your turn on the turntable.
I like girls with that light complexion look. You're a moron. I can't help it.
What, being a moron?
Yeah, that too.
You're the first one out there with a dashiki talking that crap.
I'm a victim.
Good hair. Nigga, you so brainwashed.
I'm a victim,
your
brother.
Problem. You're a victim.
I'm a victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Even my conditioning has been conditioned.
Came from your mother, looking all sweet. She be like, yo, let me ask you something. Well, I wanna know, who you are.
Broken letters.
Yeah. Hey, where you going?
Let's go to the
broken letters.
Indigenous women explaining
what you're doing.
Giving birth to the
broken letters.
Supreme, my brown made it, create environments for happy
brown, baby. I know it sounds crazy, but your skin's an inspiration for cocoa butter. You provoke a brother, we should get to know one another. I discover when I bring you through, my people stay true. All I can say is all praise due. I thank God for a beauty like you.
Brown skin ladies.
Yeah. Just cause you're the brown skin ladies. On the planet
brown skin ladies.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Yeah, we back, baby. Yeah, we had WBNN with Mr. Boston. Y'all need to call into this show and really get with this and support this young lady. Y'all know what the number is. It's posted all over Facebook. It's all over the web. It's all over Google. It's all over Twitter. I guarantee you, I got it all across the nation. But you know what? Verbally skilled. Understanding this specific trade of verbal skills, the facts and feelings expressed, I'm not all that good at. But good at articulation, verbalization is the act of transferring information through verbal messages, verbally skilled. Written words with ink and paper, various forms of verbal communication represented by specialization of this skill, verbally. An application of words, sentences of construction and verbal and nonverbal behavior and important factors examined together with the application of communication. Active, effective with written and verbal skills, the voice of people, elements of ability, verbally skilled. A certain willingness to perform the duties of the trade, written stimulus and adequate to call forth specific noun. Verbs and words, verbally skilled oral communication focus on preservation of the knowledge of the craft. No trade-off, no compromises, but to lead and guide, verbally skilled. Understanding of incoming communication like bombs dropped on Pearl Harbor, in which you listen to a person to understand their meaning by reflecting back on those skills are the ones most prized. What do I have that I can trade that is or less of value to me and a higher that facts the feelings that expressed? I'm not all that good at, but good at articulation. We all do this every day when transferring abstract thoughts into spoken words, listening in an equally important skill for this type of communication because we're verbally skilled. One's spoken words cannot be retracted, although one can apologize, and I apologize if my words and verbs and broken sentences hurt your feelings. But I'm not going to say, I'm sorry, freedom of speech, baby. My existence of my words from my first keystroke of my ink on paper, I represent language and emotions through the inscription of being verbally skilled. A complement to speech as spoken language, better yet, mental word processes, my thoughts stand alone, like a book set written, printed, illustrated, sometimes blank sheets of ghost words, and metaphors, ink and paper. Understand this specific trait of verbal skill. The facts and feelings expressed I'm not all good at, but I'm good at articulation. the act of transforming information verbally skilled through verbal messages, written word, ink to paper. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicle right here on WBNN. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the drive-by poet back in Mr. Boston building. My lady, my friend.
Yes, yes.
I got a question for you. Okay. What is your daily work environment like?
My daily work environment is my queendom. I have various areas. I call them the north wing, the east wing, the south wing, and the north wing. And every room in my queendom is a different color and divinely decorated. So anywhere in the house I go is an atmosphere where I'm comfortable. And I sit in there in my office where I'm at right now, and it's like my war room. I do everything in here. I pray, I read. I have two libraries. I have everything set up here from home business. And my whole day is set up on preparing myself to go out or stay in and work on my doing my purpose. See, my purpose in life today is being a servant. So my day is full of activities where I'm out serving others, whether it's physically, mentally, or spiritually. Or sometimes I might have to go into the hospital to visit somebody or do some home service or do some counseling. So my atmosphere is in my queendom, serving others.
That's an interesting concept right there. Wow. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up very carefully. You got to hear this. This lady says that she has all different colors that make her move smoother than water, but still she's got that God focus that sends her out into the community, and that's a beautiful thing. We all should be trying to do something as such, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, we are still on air right now from Lagos, so the dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation right here at WBNN featuring the Boston Chronicle and the Drive-By Poet. Please call in and support this lady and her work. Ladies and gentlemen, now back to the Drive-By Poet. So what is your writing process like?
A drive-by. Whenever I'm standing still and I find something come out my mouth or my mind, whichever it hits first, it's going on paper and it comes out however it processes.
You know what? Let me tell you something. You're one of the very few people that I've interviewed on any of my shows that has come so well prepared. And this is what makes a platform grow. This is what makes a platform want to bring you back, because you are so well prepared. So since I think you are so well prepared, you need to give me two pieces of poetry.
Steady of the senses. As I look into the mirror to see what everyone admires as they stare at my petite feminine physique, thinking about every organism, the mental, many sensory organs consisting of a group of sensory cells that make up my beautiful melanin womanly form. I long to awaken and respond to that touch, smell, movement, a specific type of physical stimulus. I'm ready for the presence of the spirit that is matched for me to engulf. Taste his pure aura as all my senses come to life to invite the colors of the rainbow that dripped like sweat from its pores, where sensory signals are further processed, interpreted. As he moved closer to me, my body bringing a burst of life to my limbs, sending sensory messages to my organs again and again. The transductive sensory information from all sensory organs towards the central nervous system challenged me, causing my body to tense up and emotion to erupt. Feeling his spirit touch mine like a ghost in the shadow, casting a luminous spell on me, quickened my senses corresponding only with my external sensations brought on by a smile. The pleasure I felt was stirring the juices of my mind eye, wondering what he sees in me. This queen is super sensitive to the touch and have only been with one, even though many have plot to have me. They look into eyes of this lioness after examining the mocha flavored color of my skin. They're watching as the sunshine reflects off the shape of my face, but can't take the eyes off my seductive lips, the smooth, youthful look of my face. My two perfectly designed ears honing in on the soft sound spoken sensuously from his manly lips, beckoning me to be still and listen. Let him enter in. My full African nose sensed the manly scent, not of cologne or aftershave, but the smell of a lion. Only a lioness could pick up such a trace. I watched and imagined his body standing tall next to mine. He looked down with his hands on my face, as if my lips he wanted to taste. This lion of a man, I can tell, has a big appetite, and I was what he wanted on his plate. As I positioned my full womanly lips covered in the juicy red color of his favorite treat, I sensed the juices that soon to flow down and around my mouth brought me to further excitement as we kissed long and hard. He made his tongue for me with every tooth in my mouth. The sensing organs associated with each stimulated touch and movement sent information, creating perception leading up to what would happen next. Summing up all which contributes respectively to the sensory of unmentionable delight as we explore the senses of vision, hearing, touch, and the orientation of smell and taste. We embraced the study of the senses as he touched me. That piece. Oh, I like that piece. All right, let me get you another one here. All right. We're going to do this. All right. Give me a second here. I'm going to do some scrolling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
can
you
hear me?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You
all right. This,
you didn't go anywhere.
This is fantastic. This is one fantastic show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a track next by the International Internet Hall of Fame legend, Brother O. Brother O, handle your business.
What'd you do last night? We did two whole cars. It was me, Dez, and me, three, right? And on the first car, in small letters, it said, all you see is, and then, you know, big, you know, black silver letters, it said, crime in the city, right? It just took up the whole car. Yeah, it was a whole car and shit, then it was a,
Escúchela, la ciudad respirando. Escúchela, la ciudad respirando. Escúchela, la ciudad respirando. Escúchela.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotic. Drakes and metal and fiber optics. We're mercenaries just paid to trade hot stocks for profit. Thirsty criminals, thick pockets. Hard knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers and collages. conscience. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pray or die, no options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. They both partners, they all heartless, with no conscience. Back streets stay darkened, while unbeliever hearts stay hardened. My ego talent stay sharpened, like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweet, and if you choose to eat, you can lose your teeth. Many crews retreat, nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight establishes, NASDAQ averages. My narrative grows to explain its existence amidst the harbor lights which remain in the distance. So much on my mind that I can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she blends sunshine. Breathe in, inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out, we smoke, retrace the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breath, sitting on shitty steps. We stoop to new lows, hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another and ghetto birds. Rewarders fall from the hydrants to the gutters. The beats walk the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken. Taking in plungers, plunging to death that's painted by the numbers. We'll crawl on applied pressure. Cats is playing God but having children by a lesser baby mother. But fuck it, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pulled when the only pull you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away on the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary. So cast BMC to illustrate what we be seeing. Hard to be a spiritual being when shit is shaking what you believe in. The trees to grow in Brooklyn, seeds need to be planted. I'm asking if y'all feel me, and the crowd left me stranded. My blood pressure boiled and rose. These New York niggas act to spoil their shows. To the winners, the spoils go. I take the L, transfer to the 2, head to the gate. New York life type trite, the Roman Empire State.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she blends sunshine. Breathe in, inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out, green smoke, retrace the skyline. Yo, don't the bass ride out like an ancient mating call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it die like the last train leaving.
Yo, on the Amen corner I stood looking at my former hood. Felt the spirit in the wind, knew my friend was gone for good. Through dirt on the casket, the hurt I couldn't mask it. Mixing down emotion, struggle I hadn't mastered. I choreographed 7 steps to heaven. Inhale, waiting to exhale and make the bread leaven. Veteran of the Cold War, it's the guy I go for. What I know or what's known. So some days I take the bus home, just to touch home. From the crib I spend months gone. Slap by the window with a clutch dome, listening to shorties cuss long. Young girls are weak minds, but they butt strong. Tried to call or at least beat the Lord, but didn't have a touch on. The dog and dog world, you got a must on. Some of this land I must own. Out of the city, they want us gone. Tearing down the checks, creating plush homes. My circumstances between Cabrini and Love Jones. Surrounded by hate, yet I love home. Ask my guy how he thought traveling the world sound. Found it hard to imagine he hadn't been passed downtown. I heard the city breathing to sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. I heard my man breathing to sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in the hell vapors from bright stars to shine. Breathe out, we smoke, we trace the skyline. Yo, how the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Kiss the eyes goodbye, I'm on the last train leaving.
Ha, 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 god damn. My DJ over there spinning that knowledge over there. Y'all paying attention, the man is spinning knowledge. Ooh-wee. But anyway, we back at WBNN, the episode of the product of the Damien Network featuring the Boston Chronicle. We are live now from Lagos. So if you want to get on this mic, you want to speak to the guest, or you want to speak to the DJ, or you want to speak to the show producer, the call in number is 516-453-9133. And you have to press 1 to join the conversation brought to you only by Looking Glass Entertainment. And, of course, I'm your host, Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston, and we have the one and only beautiful chocolate-coated drive-by poet in the building. So, Miss Drive-By, what do you wish you had known when you first started writing poetry and writing stories?
What did I think or what I expect?
What do you wish you had known?
Okay.
When you first started writing poetry and telling stories?
I wish I had gave myself more credit when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I could say. I wish I would have gave myself, you know, more credit, because I was really into just putting my own thoughts on paper, not that anybody would ever read it or like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really grateful that I've been accepted, you know. But for, self-acceptance has been very big in my life today. So I really feel good that I'm able to put something out that people can identify with and enjoy. I know so much of where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people tell me, Jeffrey, you write so far up above my head. I said, no, I don't. No, I don't. Because everything that brews out of me into the front face of your eyes seeps in your mind, because everything that I have within me, you have within you. You just have yet to dig deep like I've dug deep to find that place where that bowl and that soup and that cereal and that nourishment and that spirituality and the conjuring comes to surface. So I don't write up above nobody's head. You just have to learn how to dig like you're somebody buried $1 million and you trying to get it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where do you draw inspiration? And do you draw inspiration from artists working in other forms of poetry?
I draw inspiration from others. Like I was saying, I'm around other people, so I listen and I hear and I absorb. You know, I just don't listen. I absorb things and I absorb people's feelings. And then I go to the poetry community and I read others' work. And I don't critique it, but I feel it. You know, I'm into feeling things. So I feel it and I identify. You know, I don't compare myself with anybody. So I identify with a lot of things. And I say to myself, can I do that? You know, because I love a challenge, and I believe I'm the biggest challenge I've ever came across. So I just challenge myself to do what other people do.
Okay. All right. Let me run this by you, because I teeter-totter in between idealists and optimists. And they say that an optimist is, I don't know, it's not naive or not blind to the facts or not in denial of reality, but an optimist believes in the optimal usage of all his or her options that's available to them in any particular time. And it makes no matter how limited those options are. And so My father used to tell me an optimist always sees the big picture and he keeps track of everything that's going on around him. So I come to believe what my father believed, that an optimist is simply a proactive realist. So do you consider yourself an optimist? And if so, how do you hold on to that in hard times?
Wow, you asked me a question that someone said at the dinner table this Thanksgiving and asked me about myself. How did I manage to, you know, to become me, you know, my spirituality and the way I think and the way I hold true to myself. And she made it sound like I was had something that was really unique and somewhat, I was admired the fact that she wanted what I had because, you know, you never know what you have until you lose it. So I'm glad that I have something that somebody identified that they found unique and that they look to accomplish that same thing. But I have accomplished things in my life by being the optimist because I learned early in life that worry was a waste of energy.
Okay.
And once I
Absolutely.
Learned that worry was a waste of energy, whatever I go through, I always try to, and I don't use that word try anymore because try is a failure to me, but I always intend to, you know, bring the best out of it or do the best that I can with whatever situation I'm in or whatever I have. That's why I'm able to be optimistic because I stay in the present. I stay with what I have and what I can deal with and what I can what's doable for me because I know I just have that moment, you know, because in that moment I won't have any fear. So I'm able to be optimistic.
Okay. All right. Well, then let me have another piece of poetry from you. Fire it up the mic.
Okay.
Fire up the mic.
All right. Dripping. I am dripping melanin and honey as I glide from side to side. Slipping, dripping unapologetically, I am black. So black, so deliciously dark chocolate, the kind you do not find in the stores, the kind of delicious treat you can't afford anymore. I am dripping knowledge of self, syrupy nectar of truth flowing from my neck, displaying the nuptial between my head and my chest. Along the way, being a black woman today, I have no time to play or anybody's mess. Let's talk about my sexuality, the sensuous way I lick my lips full as my eyes beckon you to come forth into the substance that pull you deep into the regions of my cranial matter, wanting more of me. I am dripping melanin and honey. I am black without apology, strutting my shapely, petite physical attributes, hot to the touch, sweeter than honey from a honeycomb. Men beckon to climb on me like a leopard in a tree as prey ready to claw at my flesh, devour my treats. The melanin of my skin is rich, lustrous, supple to the touch. The pleasure is will bring as the honey drips, slips, glides down your hands as you smooth it on my body like a chocolate-covered strawberry, swelling between your lips, melting down to my hips. I am dripping melanin and honey. I am black without apology. Do not have to explain to anybody what's going on in my life, why no man has named me his queen or even his wife. As I drink the towels of life around my head, holding the spillage of wetness that dripped from my crown, drying of wetness, no tears falling down. Quietly I wait in the background for the sound of the trumpet's call to display further wisdom, not going to class down the hall anymore. I am seeking a higher authority within my rights as queen of this kingdom and the wisdom of the elders I possess. I am dripping right now from head to toe, as you combine the taste of melanin and honey with your tongue, the honey from the honeycomb, sweeter as the day goes by, never a flavor so satisfying. I am a black melanin queen, dripping with honey. I'm black without apology. Take me or leave me. My only desire is for a powerful powerfully built black Melanin King, one who can satisfy my appetite, able to drip into my honey and slide into my Melanin vibes. That piece.
Wow. You know what? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You got me over here. My breath, my spirit was trying to follow you. It was following you. But every time you hit that right note, my breath stopped. Then my breath started and my heart stopped. And then my heart stopped and my breathing, then my heart started breathing in unison with each other. And then I saw the spirit of that piece. That is all you right there, girl. That is all you. That is all you, 100%. I ain't going to lie. That is all you, 100%. But right now, yes, indeed. I told you we're going to have a fun time over here. You're always going to have a fun time with Mr. Boston. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a music break with a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother Old Lazy. Do that thing, man.
Doing it right now, getting away with it, but you know what I'm saying? It's gonna get you. Where all the people's at? Where all them big time drug dealers?
So many MCs focusing on black people extermination. We keep it balanced with that knowledge of self-determination. It's hot, we be blowing the spots with conversations. Come on, let's smooth it out like soul sensation.
We in the house like Japanese in Japan or Koreans in Korea. Head to Philly and free Mumia with the Kuji Chagalia. True, singing and swinging and writing is fighting. But what they writing got is clashing like titans. It's not exciting, no question. Being a black man is demanding. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. The fire's in my eyes and the flames need fanning. With that word,
determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination. With that word, determination.
Knowledge yourself is like life after death. With that you never worry about your last breath. Death comes, that's how I'm living. It's the next stage, the flesh goes underground. The book of life, flip a page. Yo, they asking me how old, we live in the same age. I feel the rage of a million niggas locked inside a cage. At exactly which point do you start to realize that life without knowledge is death in disguise. That's why knowledge yourself is like life after death. Apply it to your life, my destiny manifests. Different days, same confusion. We're gonna take this hip-hop shit and keep it moving. Shed a little light, now y'all blooming like a flower with the power of the evidence. Voices and drums, original instruments in the flesh, presently presenting my representation. With that word,
knowledge
itself,
determination. With that word,
knowledge itself,
determination. With that word,
knowledge itself,
determination. With that word,
knowledge itself,
determination. With that word,
knowledge itself,
determination.
History is now, the present. So count your blessings, cause time can't define the essence. But you're stressing over time and you follow the Roman calendar. These people hit the colon like Attica. You can bet they trying to lock you down like Attica. The African diaspora represents strength and numbers. A giant can't slumber forever. I know you gotta get that cheddar, whatever. And yo, I heard you twice the first time, money, get it together. You must be history, you repeating yourself out of the pages. You keeping yourself depleting your spiritual wealth. That quick cash, you'll get your ass quick fast in houses of detention. Inner city concentration camp for no one pays attention to mentions the ascension of death, till nothing's left. The young gifted in black is sprung, addicted to crack. All my people, where you at? Cause y'all ain't here, and your heroes using your mind as a canvas to paint fear with broad brush strokes and tales of incarceration. You get out of jail with that knowledge of self-determination, standing ovation, because you put the hue in human, cause and effect, affect everything you do, and that's why I got love in the face of hate. Hand steady, so the lines and the mental illustration is straight. That thought you had, don't even contemplate. Infinite like figure eight, there's no escape. From that word,
knowledge, determination. From that word,
knowledge,
determination. From that word,
knowledge,
determination. From that word,
knowledge.
determination.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, all the folks out there, listen closely. You're going to talk to Mr. Boston tonight and the wonderful, outstanding Denise, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Dumb Boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Yes, Lord. It's your overlord, Olad Ski.
You know what? You know what, there, Ngozi, I have so much fun over here. And then I got this beautiful lady that comes into the building. You feel me? Drive-by poet, are you in the building?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I see you haven't disappeared yet. So before I let you get away tonight, I'm going to put something on your mind that's going to make you go into the boardroom and pull that hidden blackboard that you have that goes up in the ceiling. You're going to pull it down. And you're going to write something that's going to walk down the sidewalk with what I'm about to say. And this piece is called Aristotle and Prometheus. Time to go eat and lick my fingers. You got to listen careful because this is going to go a whole lot of places. You see, my pen comes in squares, angles, and protracted word. Play everyday construction. Constructing the quadrilaterals in your mental math. You're still attempting to figure out from last month, you can't calculate the words stored in my brain. Can you count? You can't count the verbal bullets from my 40 caliber verbal machine gun. You thought so. My word play is that you like it on a pool table. You're still guessing the angle so that you can make bank shots off my already stated words. Allow the verbal draw a picture so you don't rely on my angles to get your perspective to come across. See, I told you. My verbs will beat your brakes off. But you thought I have yet to suspect you're smoother. You will smother me with labels, and yet you still have yet understood what was now projected. But I understood the infected mind sunken swimming in spatial reasoning, problem solving, angles, cues, and volume misuses. See, next time you come to play word games with me, go stand with Moses while he parts the Red Sea. He might give you a secret or two to learn how to save yourself before I automatically snap the edge off your square ass. Silence might drop. You neither a naysayer anymore? Or did I strip you of your own words? Well, don't mess with my inner beast. And that's Mr. Boston.
from WBNN all damn day. Now we got a caller in queue. Caller number one, you are now in queue. State your name, please.
How are you doing, Mr. Boston? This is Antonia Bass. And hi, Denise.
I listened to your show last night.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And I just want to say that you two are some very prolific poets and poetess. And I will tell you, I can see you all performing and just visualize the expression that you put in from your heartfelt words. So I want to let you know I appreciate good poetry, and definitely you two have brought very good poetry tonight, especially your guest, because it makes you wonder if she's saying a lot of this off the top of her head. And if so, that's an art that some people can't always achieve. So congratulations on that too, Denise.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Miss. Thank you, my sister. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you. You know, a lot of times I just can't attend the show. A lot of times I just have to call in on my other number and listen, because I do a lot of driving, and that's a lot of things that I be doing. So a lot of times I just have to listen, especially through the week. You know, trying to do this to get this, keep this delivery service running, and then doing a lot of the work myself. You know, so it's rough, and I'm in the next 2 weeks, maybe the next 14 days, I'm gonna be moving back to Boston. So, you know, it's a lot going on right now. Believe me.
Wow, I am impressed. That's a lot of miles to drive. From, I'm assuming you're here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm driving from California.
Oh, no.
To Boston. Yeah, it's 44 hours to be exact. If I drive 10 hours a day, I'll get there in 4 days. If I drive 12 hours, I'll get there in 3.5. If I drive 15 hours, I'll get there in 2.5 days. But I ain't going to even try that. I'm just going to take my time and mosey on along. I ain't trying to push
all
nothing.
Right. I love the word mosey.
You know. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that being said, you know, make sure you're safe. That's all I ask. I hate to hear about bad stories out there on the highway. I've seen enough, heard enough. So wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, too, for delighting me with something to think about as you go on. And, you know, maybe one day I'll see your books in print. All right.
Okay. You will. You will. I'm actually working on publishing another book. Me and Laura Shaw have a few books put together, and we actually edited them ourselves, but they're collaborative books. Hopefully, just coming next year, we'll get them out, you know. We just be so busy, you know. It's a lot of work, and I'll be so busy, so, you know. We do what we do, you know what I'm saying? It's no rush. It's going to get there. You know, the project's going to be completed, so, you know, and it's due time. When God says so, well, then that's when it's going to happen, you know. Okay. Now, I got caller number two in queue. Caller number two, state your name, please.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we make it rhyme, and where we be cursing you out in line waiting for cold cuts in the market. As a delicatessen. What's happening? Mr.
Whoa,
Boston
whoa,
in the building.
Whoa. Baby. Whoa.
Is this who we're talking to? I think that's who we're talking to out here.
Hey, man. You know? I love it when a black man stand on the bow of the ship and guide the ship right into port. You feel me? Now, I love it.
Yes, sir. Now check this out though. Check this out. I got serious questions here. To, you know, shout out to your guests. Not sure what her name is. What's your name? What's your name?
The Drive-By Poet.
Oh man, this is Mean Sugar Depp. You hear me? So look, check this out, right? But what I wanna know, this is a serious question here, and this is probably some curiosity for a lot of us out here. In these particular skills sets that we have here, going on out here with these magnificent rhymings, you know, when with this poetry and this this word spoken out here, you know what I'm saying? Are these would you consider these fun activities for a couple, maybe a young couple or old couple? I don't care if you're 82 years old out here, yeah, but you still got to keep it spicy, yeah. But what I'm saying is, do these poems, do you think that there could be role play attached to these poems in a, how should I say, an intimate relationship, you know what I'm saying, in a role playing as far as, you know, from a couple sense, you know what I mean, on a Dr. Love tip, you know what I'm saying? The people are wondering.
The question to me?
This is a question to both of you. And y'all can team up on me if you like. Y'all can team up on me if you like.
I ain't gonna team up.
Get real Ashford and Simpson on me.
No, this is all about her tonight. I'm not gonna be intersecting and intervening because I want people to see her clearly. So I'm not gonna intervene. You notice I've been sitting back in the cut. This is about her tonight.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, maybe she can help me out. I appreciate
right.
this.
To me, I believe in collaboration and collaboration between couples and words. That would be the tightest means of accomplishing intimacy to me. I always love to, I had moments when I did collaborations with my mate. And it was the most intimate thing that I can ever do without even being in their presence, just writing how I feel in paper or pen or, you know, hitting that keyboard. You know, it's an inspiration. And we both was – it's a form of foreplay because, for me, I like foreplay, you know, because not only that, I like role play. So I use – the words on the page to do both. Create the foreplay, you know, leading up into what the text is about, or I become someone else presenting a story. And it's great intimacy, you know, for me to be involved emotionally, even to read what's coming from my mate. So it's a very intimate thing is a form of foreplay for me, writing and reading.
Oh, man, that's heavy. I almost jumped out the window off of that one. But, yes, I'm going to have to gonna take that one. I'm going to go ahead and second the degree for all the rest of the listeners, too. I think that was a good – so we could kind of put it together from that one, you know what I'm saying? So from this point forth, you know what I mean, I'm going to tell all the baby moms – that, you know, that I heard it. I heard it from the Drive-By Poet, you know what I'm saying? And from now on, there will be mayonnaise and mustard on the Amoroso Roll, you know what I'm saying, coming back from the cheese steak store. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Brewer Street Bully side of Philadelphia.
All right.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you to do this. Check your satellites.
That's beautiful. That brother right there is deep. I got to meet him in person, for real. I got to meet him in person. Yes, indeed. All right. Now we're about to have a track by the International Hall of Fame DJ, brother. Oh. And then my sister, you're going to take that.
Most redefinition. Turning your play into a tragedy. Exhibit level degree on the mic, passionately. Niggas is sweet, so I bet if I bid, I get a cavity. Living to get high, you ain't flyer than gravity. We die hard like the battery, thrown in the back of me by the mad MC. Who think imitation's the highest form of flattery. Actually, don't be mad at me, I had to be the one to break it to you. You be kicked into obscurity like judo. No menudo, cause you pseudo. Trying to compete for reality like Xerox. Towards destruction, spiraling like hairlocks. Wipe some teardrops, chase the stars in your eyes. Playing games with your lives. Letterwise as widows, soaking up pillows, weeping like willows. Still no blacks are dying, cause they living, they trying. How to make a slave by Willie Lynch, it's still applying. Regardless, the most is one of my closest partners. Rocking ever since before Prince was called the artist. Rocking before, fuck Master Flex was rocking starter. When Pac and Biggie was still cool before they was martyrs. Life or death if I'm choosing, with every breath I'm enhancing. Stop, there comes a time when you can't run.
Lyrically handsome, go collect the king's ransom. Gems I write soon become the ghetto anthem. Play out like Bruce Wayne's mansion, move like a phantom. You talk about me to your grandson. Cats who claiming they hard be mad facts, so I'll run through them like blood water through sandbags. Competition is mad, what I got, they can't have. Sick of they shit, like Moby Dick, the Ahab. To the way past the minimum, interim millennium. My raps are holding gas in your back, like Palestinians. Ancient Abyssinian, swirling horny Gideon. Official B-boy gentleman, long term never the interim. Born inside the winter wind, day after December 10. These simpletons they mentioning is synonym for feminine. Sweeter than some cinnamon, the thing that swings my intimate. Rush up on adrenaline and get their asses sent to them.
Gentlemen,
without a sentiment, what an assimilant. Leave your unit trembling like herds of moving elephant. Intelligent embellishment, follow for your element from Flatbush settlement. Skin possesses melanin, hotter than tails of crack peddling. Making them like blue gelatin, swing like Duke Ellington. Rooted in Barrington, leave me, believe me. The hottest patch of red who burnt down your cheek, teepee. You see me?
Three, most deaf and silent parties. Became the rocket on to the TikTok. Best alliance in hip hop.
Support Olasky on these wheels, so still, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty. Anyway, before we get back to Mr. Boston and the great Denise Vaughn, all the people that's going to call in right now, you got 4 minutes to talk, and then we're going to Ngozi time, and then our final thoughts from Mr. Boston and the Drive-By Poet. So, caller number 3, you're live right now. With Mr. Boston, the Boston Chronicles, yeah.
Who do we have in the building where trolls don't live?
Mr. Boston, can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you. I heard you before you even put your fingers on the numbers on the phone.
It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
I know who you are. There's no voice like your voice. That voice right there is very distinct. I can't forget that voice. First time I heard your voice, I never forgot it. It's been embedded in my brain.
And I hope you know you have the same kind of voice. Honey, your voice has been embedded. Yes. I want to say hello to you and to your beautiful guest.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the Drive-By Poet, a very good friend of mine, very, very good friend of mine. When she wants to speak to me and I'm not around, she speaks to me subliminally. And then when she don't want to speak to me, she shuts me down. And then when she decides she want to speak, well, then she sends a flaming arrow, and it always hits me beyond my vocal cords, so I can scream louder than she can.
I love it. Is that true, beautiful? Is that true?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
We have our drive-bys.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just call in and support you, man. I think you're awesome.
Oh, wow. Jerry Petito, look, I got something to run by you, and I'm, this is the second time I'm running this by you. Now, you don't get a third chance for me to run this by you.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I'm very unforgiving when it comes to putting ink to paper. I'm very unforgiving. And I'm going to ask you this one more time.
Okay.
Send something to my inbox so I can clarify, dignify, and collaborify whatever you send to my inbox. Now, I ain't asking you no more. You ain't going to get another chance.
All right. So I promise you I will do that. I'm going to do it tonight. I will.
That's
send
what
you
did. That's what you did 2 months ago. And I'm waiting.
I just walked into my office.
I done ate 10 bags of Tootsie Roll lollipops since then.
No. I just walked into my office. I am going. I'll tell you what. Do this for me. What is your email? That's how we're going to do this, because I'm going to email it to you right now.
Okay. W, all small letters. WRITTENMASTERFULLYSCRIPTIVE, written masterfully scriptive @gmail.com.
Okay, wait a second. All right, hold on. I thought you were messing with me there for a little bit, okay? All right.
No, I wasn't.
All right, so listen. Written, WRITTEN, masterfully, M-A-S-S-F-S, masterfully, right? S?
Uh-huh. Masterfully scriptive.
Yep. S-C-R-I-P-T-I-V-E, and masterfully, M-A-S-T-E-R-F-U-L-L-Y.
Right.
All right, so
yep.
I am
it's
in my
all
office.
Together. It's
yep,
all together, small letters.
You're going to get it. Now, listen, you got to check your spam as well, because my email is wwjdjerry@aol.com. What would Jesus do, Jerry? He keeps me grounded, baby. So, check your spam.
You know what?
You do not see.
Look. I'm going to take the jelly beans and mix it with the dark chocolate. And then have me some dark chocolate brownies. And then I'm going to twist it and turn it and add some milk to it. And I'm going to say, Jerry Petito.
You're so adorable. Okay. I'm doing it now. I'm going to send you one of my pieces, okay?
All right. Bye. Thank you for coming through, sweetie. Thank you for coming through. Appreciate you. All right. DJ. Mr. Bossman, who else we got in the building?
All right. Yes, caller number 4 right now. Caller, you're live on direct with the Boston Chronicle.
Hello.
Who do I have in the
Mr.
building?
Mr. Bossman. And hello.
Oh, she came in here. So she slid up in there like, hello, Mr. Bossman. I was like, okay, let me sit over here in this corner, and let me put on my dunce cap, and then when she get through talking, I'm going to spring out on her, and I'm going to give her some free Wi-Fi and some premium cable.
This is Tiana Speaks. I'm good. I hope you both are doing well. This is Tiana Speaks. I am the newest intern host on the WBNN network, and I wanted to call in to make a comment, and I also wanted to thank your guest for sharing her wonderful poetry. I love what you said. You're very welcome. You are very, very welcome. And I'm glad you didn't drive by today. I'm glad you stayed. You know.
All right now.
You're very welcome here. I wanted to say that I love the comment you made about, you know, people who are optimistic, because a lot of times I feel like there's misconceptions. You know, I'm very optimistic And a lot of times people equate people who are optimistic to being oblivious, like you're not aware of what could happen and what could go wrong. See, the thing is,
absolutely,
I'm very optimistic. I'm already engaged in my mind what could possibly go wrong, and I already have a solution for those things. So regardless if anything falls through,
absolutely,
I already have a plan for that. That's how I operate, and I do it so quickly and smoothly that the person who is, you know, a pessimist doesn't understand my level of thinking and the way that I think. And I'm not comparing on one way is better than the other, but there's a misconception that we're oblivious and we think the world is, you know, lollipops and candy canes, and that is not the case. I know what world we live in. I know the worst possible scenario I've already played in my head. I am just hoping for the best, and I'm prepared for the worst. And I just want to make that. So I love what you said, because that was like the man, that just hit me. It hit me right in my heart. I'm like, oh, my goodness, thank you. You know, I really appreciate that.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna tell you this. I don't live in this world. I'm just visiting right now. And I take a report back every now and then to my spiritual father. And like I said, I don't live here. I'm visiting. I'm just having an experience of a lifetime. And you know what I'm saying? I'm very optimistic about what I do. But I travel from here to there, and I travel from over there to over there in a moment of time. So,
right.
Yeah, you have.
Mr. Boston, I hope that you are here for my show on December 1st, where I'll be talking about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. And I have a special guest.
Ooh, one of my favorite subjects,
huh? I hope you. My special guest is Tajiri, the rich twin, which is the wife of the late Kango Kid and the legend. So I hope you'll tune in, 9:30 p.m. And I think everyone, and thank you for paving the way for me to have this.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to reserve a 20-minute spot for me, not at the beginning of the show, not at the middle of the show, but at the end of the show. So when you get through speaking, I'm going to put a whole lot of things in perspective, because there are a lot of sleepwalkers out there. There are a lot of blind people who actually got their eyes open but refuse to search for the truth. And they continue to be bamboozled. Yes, indeed. But yeah, bring that. I will make sure you remind me and tell the boss. I said, make sure he remind me a day before so I can take off. I'm going to take off that day just to sit down at the round table with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your support. Honestly, appreciate your support.
Hey, that's right. This is a family over here. You know, a lot of times I can't be here because I'm doing a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? And after the next 2 weeks, I'll be on my way to Boston. And by December 1st, I'll be settled in, relaxed, sit back, you know what I'm saying, resting and listening to your show. But say reserve a 20-minute spot for me. All right. Who we got next?
Unmuted.
All right. Wow, Mr. Boston. What a wonderful show tonight. And your wonderful guest, a very awesome woman. And thank you so much. And it was so good to hear you live tonight. And not a classic, so that's a wonderful thing. And it was a pleasure, Mr. Boston, as usual, and to Denise Favone as well. Wow. And to our wonderful Brother O with the music that he plays. So good job, everybody, tonight. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malebe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malebe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Clever One, and Standing Up the Sticks. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Also, stay tuned for me, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, and News Forum, Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WBNN or at www.blogtalkradio.com, where we will be featuring Wrongful Convictions. Now back to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders.
All right. These are the final words. These are the final words. And I'm leaving the final words like this. And drive-by poet, listen carefully, because why and how? She said, baby, how did you make me fall in love with you? He said, boom. The question is, why did you fall in love with me? You see, baby, let me tell you how and why, how. Remember when I used to send you those airplane notes telling you how I liked you like a chocolate Tootsie Roll sucker? And you just smile like you like to say, mm-hmm, and blush. And you always said you better stop paying attention to you and pay attention to the teacher. And here we are years later. See, I was paying attention, but you wasn't paying attention to what I was planning years later. See, let me tell you how and why you fell for this man. See, I paid attention to the math instructor, the psychology teacher, and the chemistry professor. Then I came up with a silent instruction that I subliminally placed in your heart and mind that would bring you to me later in life. Then applied the laws of attraction, then topped it all off with a master class of esoteric understanding in God's hand that brought you home. How did you arrive? You appeared at a time and place only both of us understand. That destination became us. How did I make you fall in love with the man you see? You didn't. You fell in love with the spirit of the man that stands before you. You fell in love with the energy of his morning, taking the energy of his evening in your arms and forever enjoying the tranquilities of our night. You fell in love with the very thing you love about yourself and became the manifestation of us. Because my poor is what the woman within you was designed for him. And that's the truth of reason, of why and how. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.